Shuchav Gimel Ksubos Yudches Keshvan Heitov Shin Mem Beis, November 15, 1981, on Sunday. Continue. Gimel Ksubos continued. Tezayin Keshvan Heitov Shin Mem Beis, November 13, 1981, Friday. Continued.
But apparently, Rashi agrees with the Shite of the Raya. There is a machleket between the Raya and the Rosh. Now, by the Ishvinida, there is no Yisayichut. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that one, I think, so mentions the story that a certain Zduki asked one of the Chachamim, I think, Abue. So he said, you pushing. So you allow a husband to be misyachin with his wife while she's an idol. Eish b'neres, the little tibra. So he said, itzuga v'shasham. So there is no insayon. The question is, the Ramdet Shite is that since there is aloha itzuga v'shasham, that there is no insayon bao v'ish idol, so b'neres, it doesn't make any difference. Whether it's Bola or not Bola, Sukma Shishani, there is no Yisayichud. He's his wife already. So even though it's Pierce and Eagle before the last mitzvah, so there is no Yisayichud. But, so the Raya says in the Phanami, in the daytime, he's allowed to be Yisayichud in the town, even though she's Pierce and Eagle before the last mitzvah. But there is a special Takonis Chachomi. Since it's Yitzchak Tokfei, he was Spirit's Eagle before Bilas Mitzvah, so mainly he requires Shmire, and the Raya says he requires two Shmire. The Kont the Raya, who Yoshin bin Anoshin, Vinishti Yishenu bin Anoshin, means that we need two Shomim. In other words, he has to take a Kotin and to sleep with him, and the Kare has to, if it's in the same house, if it's in different houses, Pachaya, but if it's in the same house, So one shir is not enough. Let's say if it's in the same house, and she'll take Iktan and sleep with Iktan, the younger sister. So it will still be awesome for him to sleep in the same house. But it requires another shir. And in the daytime, we don't require any shir according to the Raya. Now, that's the sheet of the Raya. The sheet of the Roshi is that when the Raya says, who Yoshi bin Hanoshi, so it means oi, because vov has two meanings. Vov can be in the chaber and vov can be in the chalik. Sometimes vov has the meaning of end, and sometimes vov has the meaning of or. So in other words, according to the Rosh, who Yoshe bin Anoshi, or Ishte Yishen bin Anoshi. So either or is enough. In other words, if a little girl sleeps through the chaler, so then, he can sleep in the same house by himself, because there is no yichud, because there is a little girl sleeping with the kala, or if there is a little boy sleeping with the host, so then, so it doesn't need any other shir. Because the Shita of the Rosh is that the Heter of Sukkah Bashishami is only after Blas Mitzvah. But before Blas Mitzvah, there is no Heter of Sukkah Bashishami. Mashiach Kilim. So, in other words, so according to the Rosh, there is no special din. There is no special din. There is no special din at night. According to the Rosh, there is a special halacha at night. In the daytime, it doesn't require any shmir. But Yichud, Baal Bishnei is Mutab Yichud. That's another project. So you be before the Blas Mitzvah. So he's Mutab Yichud. But at night, there is a special thing. It's nothing to do with Yisra Yichud. As far as Yisra Yichud is concerned, if there is a little girl sleeping with the countess, so there is no Yichud. Yichud means by themselves. But it's a special there. It's a special there. And you require two shiras. And the daytime, no shiras. That's the shita of the Rosh is that it means all, and there is no difference between the day and the night. In other words, it means that it was a miracle. There are some Rishonim who say that they are both halachas. There are some Rishonim who are saying both halachas. And it seems that the Pesach of the Ramon is that way. In other words, that in the daytime there is a miracle. But in the nighttime, one shir is not enough. It requires two shirs. Requires two shirs. So apparently, Rashi Shite is like the Raya. That's why Rashi says, Yehud Yoshin, in the morning Zayin. All of a sudden, in the morning Zayin there is a Yehud. The answer is, Rashi apparently agrees with the Shite of the Raya. There is no Yehud, because of Sukkah Bashishan. But in the night time, it requires two shmiras. Why two shmiras? Let one shmir be enough. So Rashi says that in the morning there is a special shmir. Why? Binkach and binkach, bin yishenis, bin yishenis, or yibu bin yishen, or yibu shabu, shabu, yishen, shabu. Rashi explains that on the basis of this shabu, even though the Gemara at the end says, Hashem was his lohocher, so the Yibu Bar Shabbos Mame, Mishum Zeh Hashem Mishcha Domei. But that's Derech of Rashi. Rashi many times, when he explains the Mishnah, or he explains the Braise, so in the Mishnah, he'll explain the Mishnah according to the Hadamun of Gemara, even though the Masonah of Gemara is something else. That's the Derech of Rashi. So, when we tell you Mishabbos, we come with us. Now let's see. The Rabbi Nisi and our day. The Shinkubetis mentions of Hashem, but I think that Rabbi Nisi mentions it very briefly. Now, Now, before we proceed with the Ram, so I want to mention that there are Ishites in regard to this. The Rif in Brochets mentions Ishites again that Abeles called Shivo is the Raisa. Where do we find the Torah? By Yasliyogi, Eidon Shita Shiyogi. Mention the Torah in connection with Yaakov. The king says, by Yasliyogi, Eidon Shita Shiyogi. So Shita Shiyogi is Midrash, according to this. Then the Rib is held. And the Rib says, that Shita Shiyogi is not the Raisa. But one, in the Ramah Shita is like the Rib. But one thing the Rib concedes to the king. The first day is the Raisa. According to the game, So all Shiras can be available to the Reis. According to the Rish and the Rambam, only the first day, only the first day is the Reis. Not the other days of the Shiras can be available. Now, the Shita of the Reis is even more. The Shita of the Reis, you know, there is a Reis of Shein, of Shoshin, which have experienced the years. Now, the more they got in the Shiras, I think, learns it out from the Pesuk. So all the other machines say it's nasmach. It's a nasmach. But the Rambam chicken is it's not a nasmach. Since we more learn the doubt from the Pesuk, Shlishi, so the male is midraisa. So according to the Rambam, the abilities of Shlishi, which have been used in this period, is midraisa. According to all the other machines, so abilities of Shlishi is certainly wrong. But again, you say that Avir is called Shinui is the Reis. According to the Rishon Rambam, Avir is Simulishin is the Reis. Shita of the Rambam, I mean the Shita of the Rim, Rambam also, Rambam has both Rishis. So, first two Rishis. The Shita of the Rim, and the Balatensis is that even Avir is Simulishin is only the Rambam. So, the Ram, as the Kashi, now, according to the Rishon Rambam, the Tabela Simulation is the Reise, so it's only the Reise if the Kvure took place on the same day as the Reise. In other words, if the Mess, the Mikta, was buried on the same day that he died, so for the balance of the day, he is Nechuye, bin Abelis with the Reise. But suppose the Mess was Mikta on one day, and the Kvure takes place on the second day, so then it's not the Reis. Avir Simulishin is the Reis provided that it's Yom Nisei and Yom Kippur. So yet Kache Vilkeima Volim Nisei Ukvur and Mechayev Avir is the Reis Kisis Vonas Adirin Zal Vechim Shechem Hechaas Yesim Chasim Yavishke Sheinu Elo Min Rabbonon Vidach Yavir is the Reis. So how can Simchas Yamishte that is only in the Rabbonon, we didn't have a Reise, and the game say that they are Haname. Suppose someone is given as may say beyond the game. So the game themselves say, then he has to start the Avelis, the new Avelis immediately. We don't pass like that. We pass from that if somebody is given as may say the Seicha Regel, or he is keeping a space of Yom Tersheni, so then he starts the Avelis, the new Avelis, actually, Mitzori Yom Tersheni. Mitzori Yom Tersheni. But the Yom Tersheni is there in the minute. But again, you say that if somebody is keeping a space of Yom Tersheni, so he starts the Shiva and Yom Tersheni. Why? Because Avelis is the right. Avelis is the right. Whether Avelis coaching is the Reise, or Avelis Yemudishin is the Reise. But if the Yemise and the Kvure is on the chain, so then, even according to the Rif and the Rambam, so, it's the Reise, dead. So, according to the game, he starts the Avelis on the chain. Why? Because you're the chain, you're the Bob Rabbon, the Simcha, and the chain is the Rabbon. The Avelis, the Mishnah of all Shiva is the Reise. So also Avil is the Reise, and Dachi Yom Tevshen is the Rabon. So Mele, yes, according to the game, that Avil is the Mishnah is the Reise, and the Ram assume that when the Gemara says, Machisi es Ames Lechad, es Ames Lechad, ves Achosin es Akawo Lechub, so, to obey the Yastitzu Peretz, and then we have the Kvure of the Mishnah. So that means we don't postpone the Kvure for the next day. The law says, the Tzam says, that when the Braise says, Machis is a mess of Heber, is a chosin, is a cow in the hook, Ubeo du as mitzvah in Peretz, so that means, and the Kvure has to be postponed for the next day. So the Mele, it will not be the Yerishe with Kvure. So it will be the Rabbon. But we cannot have the Kvura the same day as we cannot have the Kvura the same day as the Nisun, because there then it will be the righteous, so it will be Derechet Yavod. This is what the Rosh says, that there are some Rishayim explaining. But the Ram assumed, no, that when it says Machnitz is Hanes Lecheder, there's a Chosin, there's a Kaul and Chupe, a Beir, a Spitzel, a Beiris. So it doesn't mean that we postpone the Kfuleh for the next day. But as soon as the wedding took place and he was bailed, he was sleeping, even though it's still the same day, so we had the Kfuleh. So then the Gemara says, Nein Shivas Yimei Amishte V'Akach Nein Klaveres. So the Kasha is, if it's on the same day as the Nise, so how can the Shivas Yimei Amishte be Derech Klaveres? Shivas Yimei Amishte is Rabbanon. And Avera simulation is the Reize, so let Avera simulation that is the Reize be Deiche, the Shivas in Amishta is the Rabbanon. So the Ramah gives the Teretz, that just as Avera simulation is the Reize, so Simche for a Chosin in the first day of the Shivas in Amishta is also the Reize. Because of the Pesach in Shirashiri, Vyem Chasunosei and Vyem Sim Chasudei, even though, I mean, there it has reference to the Matutor, but since it's in Moshe, I mean, the relationship between the Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is analogous to the relationship between the Chosin and the Kaleh, and the Pesach emphasizes Vyem Chasunosei and Vyem Sim Chasudei, so that's a liar, that by real Chosin and the Kaleh, so it's also, he has a special status in the Reise. So Simchas Choson, the first day of the Shiras in Amishti is the Reise. That's why the Averes cannot be Deich, the Shiras in Amishti. But most Rishayim hold that Shiras in Amishti, including the first day, is only the Rabbanon. And the Ramship is also like that. So he has the Kashe, V'intema, V'yemise, U'tmura, M'chai, V'amere, the Reise, V'yisora, Sagenim, V'chim, V'shechem, V'chas, V'simchas in Amishti, V'shenom, the Rabbanon, V'dach, V'avere, the Reise, Rav Kushi, the best masculine like a double matter and the Shemal Taisi. So he says, in even though the Abir is in Rishi, when the Kfura takes place on the same day as the Nisa, on the same day as the wedding, so the Abir is in the Raisi, still the Braisi says, that maybe she was in Amishke, but Akach Meir Shem Abir is, why is it distinguishable? Why is it distinguishable from the case of Cain Veras Mesi and the Cheney began to say that he started with Rabbeinu and the Cheney because Rabbeinu the Reise of Yerushin is Deiche, the Yom Tev the Rabbanon, here Rabbeinu the Reise of Yerushin should be Deiche, the Yom Tev the Rabbanon of Shinsim Amishte, including the first day which is also in the Rabbanon, according to Ram, Nakal the Ramah. So he says, the Chachonim more care the needs of Rabbeinu. Now we see here a very good Jewish. Now, so, yes, here the Chachonim Akadonim Nachir of Yishev Al-Taisi, but Abeiros involves certain Kumbasenis Yisur, let's say, a novel, Tichshivo is not allowed to be referenced. A novel, Tichshivo is not allowed to wear shoes. That's Kumbasen, that's not Yishev Al-Taisi. They are Yishev Al-Taisi, like Kriyas Amito, Atifas Orosh, there are certain things that are written by say, but there are most of the Nihukim of Averes are the Shevel Taise. I mean, are assuming the Kumbase, like Hila Sasanda. I mean, are assuming the Kumbase. So, in other words, the Kiyum is the Shevel Taise. He has to refrain from washing. He has to refrain from wearing shoes. So, that's the Kumbase. So when he does wear shoes, and here when the Braise says, make shoes in Amishte, so what does it mean? Make shoes in Amishte, he will not wear shoes, he will wear shoes in Amishte. So it means he'll wear shoes, he'll be rechens, he'll be soft, he'll do everything. So he'll be even suing of Averes because I say, and then carry a tachonim, like a double, minatoro, because I say. Now, the Gemara, there is a Braise in Misachas Mochas. There is a Braise in Misachas Mochas. And it's really, the Aloche is mentioned in the Kotel also. So, but in Misachas Moches, it's mentioned more explicitly. But the same Aloche is really mentioned in the Kotel, that if somebody was sitting at a barbershop, taking a haircut, and then as he was taking the haircut, somebody comes over to him and says, Mesogim, Mesogim, and he's in the midst of the habit. And to get off the barber's chair, you know, so we'll not be dignified, not be nice, it would be very embarrassing. So, in the midst of the haircut. So, the halacha is that he can finish the haircut. Why? Because Kovid Abrius is the Yechel Yisrael. So the question is, according to the Rebbe, that Abirishleishi, with Abirishleishi, with his parents, is the Reise, how can Kovid Abrius be the Yechel Reise? So the answer is, according to the Rebbe, that Abirius, conversation with Abigail's experience in the Raise, or the claim that Abigail's called Shiva is in the Raise, or the Vilna Rambam, that Abigail's invitation in the poor is in the Raise, with the Raise, the Amun is so in the Raise. What did the Torah say? The Amun is so in the Raise. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, in the Rambam Mitzvahs, mentions the Mitzvah of Abigail's invitation in the poor. He says it's implicit in the mitzvah of lo itam. What's lo itam? Lo itam implies that if let's say that when a kohen suffers a bereavement of the shisho kohen, ha'amu on batero, obi, ime, ochi, achetze shelo hisu nesuel ish, ishtei, ochi, so then, or mei, or bitei, that's the shisho kohen, so he's mechuyek to be mitam. He's not here. My said, we need to back in, she needs all of this day. We are a Pesach. We will go to Mitame, we come for it, it's a Rachon. So it's a mitzvah, it's a chayt for Mitame. So the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Adeus that is incumbent of an Elkish, whether it's a Kehen or a Yisrael, a non-Kehen, so is implicit in the mitzvah of Mitame. What is Adeus to do with the mitzvah of Mitame? The answer is, the mitzvah of one family is the mitzvah of giving kovet to them. We see that it's a mitzvah of kovet, because the Shiva Saramba means that the mitzvah of one family applies only to a king, but not in Israel. A king who is not allowed to be mitzvah himself, another man is a stranger. So we all believe it. We all believe it. We know you will be there. So he's mechuyev to be mitam. Mashein kein, if he's not a kein. So he's allowed to be mitam himself, to any mess, as much as he wants. So he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to be mitam himself with him. What the pshat? So in other words, the mitzvah of lo mitamui implies a mitzvah of chilukim. So in other words, why? Because the mitzvah is a mitzvah of giving kovet to the mitzvah. And what kind of kovet is it? So that's just because it involves chilukim. Because in respect to another mess, he's not allowed, he's allowed to say. So to do that, which is chilukim, that's the kovet to the mess. So essentially, the mitzvah of going tani is a mitzvah of giving kovet. It seems it's a mitzvah of giving kovet, so when does it constitute kovet? That day when the king does it. But when the son does it, it's not kovet, he's allowed to be mitam himself to every mess, So in any way, it doesn't constitute kovet the fact that he's mitam himself with chayvo, babu on the day. So in any way, since the essence of the mitzvah of your mitam is kovet to the mess, So in my way, I didn't bring it for years. It's a sense of anxiety. Mitzvah says, "Mitzvah says, 'He should mitzvah to achieve him, should mitzvah to achieve him, and score him the table.' Because if one of my kosher will mitzvah to less, we create them. We hit them and mitzvah to achieve him. Shemu yachshu she'asul piyodom, we brought them mitzvah, we brought them mitzvah. Goes over him zero. The chiyuv aleim chiyuv. We want the yisal of yisborach. We want the yisal of yisborach shmei. Lo yitamu. Kleim ala chesed. The Rosh is afro. Lo yitamu mitzvah. We want to yitamu yitamu yisbar kore. Umase the mitzvah kei. She meets the mishki dara pesach. We want to yitamu lo. We dochu chachom in the mu bar kore. We ze beatzmi hu mitzvahs eivel. Kleim akolishin yisroel. Ki חייב ומסבל על קריבו תלימה שישה מייסי מצווה, ולחזק חיים זה, בי מייסי מכן, שהוא מוזר לתונה, שאיתה לי על קופונים כשאול ישראל, כדי שיסור איש דין לעבירות. וכבר הסבור אלה, שעבירו סימורי של דחייסי. So the mitzvah of holy time is the mitzvah of kavod. And that implies a mitzvah of giving kavod that by keyani, by chilkune, and by Israel, in keyani, many Israeli, by observing the mitzvah. So that constitutes kavod tribute to the mitzvah. So the essentially, the Rai said, the chiluk of the mitzvah is a chiluk of the mitzvah. But, there are all kinds of Yehudim of Averis, all kinds of Yehudim of Averis, so that's only external manifestations of the Averis Shebelev. I mean, the Averis Shebelev has to manifest itself externally, externally. Not that he will, in his heart, he'll be overwhelmed with gloom and sadness, and externally he'll start dancing and jumping and singing. So in other words, if there are no external manifestations, so then it negates the kingdom of Averis Bilev. But essentially, Averis is a chitz of Averis. The same thing is true of Samach B'Chagecho. Samach B'Chagecho essentially is a chitz of Averis. But in Simcha L'Bosor, in Simcha L'Yayin, these are only external manifestations. But essentially, it's a chitz of Averis. So conversely, so Averis is a chiluk of Averis, is a chiluk of Averis, but all the Yehudim, you know, Sasando, refrain from the Sasando, from the Chitze, from Siche, but and all the Yehudim Averis are only external manifestations, but that's Midrash. But Midrabonon, there is a Nisa. Midrash, there is no Nisa wearing shoes. But Midrash, if he wears shoes, and if he washes himself, he anoints himself, and he does everything that to treat himself in the regular way, so that means he doesn't realize if the Havira Shabbat. So the Havira is Bishab al Tais, but with Rabbanon there is a Nisim. So that's why the Gemara says, if he was called Mesa Vicha in the midst of the haircut, so he can finish it, because it will be bizarre. It will be very embarrassing if we walk around like that. Happy haircut. So why? Because Kovid Abriya is very famous in Rabbonon. Because with Rabbonon there is an Nisar of the Sasando. But with Raise there is no Nisar. With Raise, even the machine who says with Raise, it's only as an external manifestation of the Chiddush Al Bobins of Abriya Shebelev. Of Abriya Shebelev. So Mele, we can say, as far as Raise is concerned, we can say, Lachadon Lachid of Yishev Al-Taisi, who Fizeh, in Yehov, in Sassi, in Gomish, in Simcha, in Kol, in Zayin, and was in Yechai, in Lass, in Smaizah, Shal Averis, Vahayim Yishev Al-Taisi. In other words, so with the Raise, there is no Isa Raise, but except, if he will manage the Sameach, let's say, he'll start dancing, then he'll be able to Isa Raise, because since the Lord Tami implies a chiyuv to be misadolev, so it also implies a miserese to be someer. But the other Yehudi, let's say like the Chitze, Siche, the Osasando, so they are not also, Mashiachin, Simcha, Manish. That's a miserese, let's say a novel, being Rishi, will give a counsel. So then you'll be able to miserese. And for that, Kovet Abriyas will not be there. But as far as the other Yehudi, which are not grounded in Simcha, so these are only required as external manifestations of the Avir Shabbat. Alright. So, Elishin Chayim Vasem Aisha Shabbat, Vayim Sheva Taisa, Vim Tema, Hare Agir Momu, Vichy Adi Yodisim Kura Gen, Vishayim Vimit Vyadilis, Vichy Vishachim Momu, Yitzmu Yisra, Lachem, Hochet, Vey, מיליון תשעימי, יש רימה, דהיינו טיימא, דהפינו, אמרינון, שהנה דהבירס בימהלב, דהבין דהייסא, ולאורך המישור עם ידרס, שרם דרבונו, מולימי, ואם כן, מולהב הריצוף. In case of Yom Tov Sheni, so the game say, that if came a mace of Yom Tov Sheni, we don't think he passed right. But the game say, so he has to start a new Avelis and Yom Tov Sheni. Because over there, so there will be continuity in the meaning of Avedas. He will start the conversation. But Mashenke, here, if you say that that Avedas in Rishi is the rice, so he should observe, just the first day, he should observe Avedas. And then, it's not the rice. So you have to observe Shiva Sina Mishte. So there will not be any continuity in the meaning of Shiva. So maybe in such a case, the Chachamim didn't want to be Misake, that the Avelis Yerushim Yeraise should be Deich, the Simcha the Rabbonon of Shiva Sina Mishte. Because if they would be Misake, so that would interrupt the continuity of the Yimei Avelis. So because of that, the Chachamim of Misake, that the Shiva Sina Mishte should be continuous, and after that he should observe a continuous lineage of Shiva Sina.
That's
what the Akami is saying. That's what the Akami is saying. That the Kashi was, that how.
Eight of Shin Mem Beis, November 18th, 1981, on Wednesday.
Now I just want to mention, I said originally that all those, we have to take the tennis this Wednesday, but it was postponed for next Wednesday. I mean, I know a bit more, I'm sure that we're learning so far. So it's a good company. Now, we left off at the Gemara of the
Omama. Who Yoshin Bina Noshin, the Yidin Shayna Bina Noshin. Now, the Rashi, there seems to be, at least according to the Shimon Chodetzes, there seems to be a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos as to the significance of Biras Mitzvah in this case of Hoyo Kiti Ofu, the Kitri Tavuach, Nini Mozart, who made Sobik Shokosin and Yimo Shokawa, but this is a mess of Hedea with a Hosin with a Kawa with Hupo, who veiled Biras Mitzvah of Pairs. We may Shiva Tini Amishte, but a Kach may Shiva Tini Abed. Now I just want to mention that was discussed last year, that there is a machlokes between the Ritz Geyes and Rosh. Now, the Gemara says here, that Yom Shal Chosno Yimo Shal Kao, directly in the Torah, Avu Yiv Chalor. So what does it mean, Avu Yiv Chalor? Suppose the Imo Shal Chosno died, or the Oviv Shal Kao died, where there is no irretrievable loss. So then, this thing doesn't apply. So according to the Ritz Geyes, in the case where Oviv shall Kala die, or Imo shall Chosin die, Imo shall Chosin, or Enoch and Achilles of the Chosin or the Kala die, so then the Aloch is that Yakira mess immediately, and the Chuppah is postponed till after the Shiva Sinyavilis, or perhaps till after Shlish. You see. So at that point there is a machlokes between the Raivet and the Rambam. And the Raivet and the Rambam. So according to the Rosh and the Rambam and the Raivet, they all agree that if it's not Oviv Shal Chosin, not Ishal Kao, it's Ishal Chosin, or Oviv Shal Kao, or Enoch and Achilles, so then the halacha is that he cannot get married in the Torah. So then we don't say Mahnis Nesames L'Chedea Desachos Nesachau L'Chupo, but then we say that he has to be king of the mess and he has to observe Averis and postpone the Chupo till after the Averis. But the question is, postpone till which after Averis? Till after the Averis of Shire, or till after the Averis of Shleishi, or till after the Averis of Shleishi? So on that point there is a machlokes. According to the Rosh and the Raive, so we have to postpone it till after Shleish. In other words, if Imi shall Chosin die, or Ovi shall Kalev, or a brother and sister die of the Chosin or the Kalev, so then the halacha is we have to postpone the Chuppah, the Nisuin, till after he counted the Averis, till after he counted which Averis, Shive or Shleish. So according to the Raivet in the Rosh, till after he counted Shleish. And because since there is no irretrievable loss, even though they made all the preparations, so, and the halacha is, one is not allowed to get married to Shleish. So in this case too, even though they made all the preparations, but it doesn't involve such an irretrievable loss. So Mele, the Chuppah, the Nisuin has to be postponed till after Shleish. According to the Rambam, it has to be postponed till after Shiva, not till after Shleish. So the Rambam Shiva is that in this case, well, even though he's losing the meal anyway, but after all, they all got ready, so Mele, it will be very frustrating and very disturbing if they have to wait till after Shleish. So, after Shiva, according to the Rambam, so they allow to get married. And the Shochano, the Mechaber, and the Rambo, they pass like the Rambam. But that's the Shite of the Raivet, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, and who agree that in the case where it's not a Shochos, not in a Shochano, so then the Chuppah has to be postponed. The Machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivet is postponed till when? So the Raivet says, postponed till after Shleishi. The Rambam, postponed till after Shiva. But the Shita of the Ritz Geyes, and the Rosh says that the Rif Shita is also like the Ritz Geyes, that in the case where Oviv shall Kala die, or Imo shall Chosin die, or Enoch and Achilles die, so then then Ifre means instead of Nein Shivas Yimeyesh, Amishke first, and then Shivas Yimeyaveles. So if the Otif shall Kala die, or Imi shall Chosin die, or Elach and Achoyz die, so then we say, in Machnisim es Ames Lechedea, there's a Chosin, there's a Kala Lechupo, there's a Chosin, there's a Kala Lechupo, Ubeyo Yuas Mitzvah Upeiresh, Vinei Chivas Yimeyaveles, Vahakach, Vinei Chivas Yimeyaveles. But we can pass that. We pass it. Like the Rambam. In other words, that if it's not on the horse and it's not on the kalo, so then the chuppah has to be postponed. Postponed till after Shiva. Now, that's one thing. Now we have to understand the Rashi. Now, even though Rashi doesn't spell it out, what the Shiva Kupet says is midayik from Rashi and from Tesla the other way, and that's probably the shita of Rashi and Tesis, even though it's not spelled out by Rashi or Tesis. Upele is v'yigdoru es ames liyat, v'chide, v'cholo olof chasino, havo ligabei kirege, v'le asya aveles, v'chayle, v'nei echiles in amish. So the Shin Kovet says, she died from Rashi in view of the fact that Rashi says, kidu v'cholo olof chasino, ligabei v'dibra maskot, of Perish, so that means the reason as to why the Hasana is hard. In other words, he acquires the Shem Hosn is because he was veiled to Las Mitzvah. But suppose he wouldn't be veiled to Las Mitzvah, so there he couldn't be the Shiva Simea Mishke. Because until Las Mitzvah, the Shiva Simea Mitzvah, the Shiva Simea Mishke don't begin. Don't begin. This is what Shiva Kvetsa said. What? Rashi doesn't spell it out. Maybe when Rashi says the chidin the whole of chasana, so not because of veil glass mitzvah it's whole of chasana, because it's whole of chasana because machnisi es a chosin es a kal lechupo, not because of the veil glass mitzvah, because of the chupo, because of the fact that the chupo took place before the kvura. So at the time of the kvura he already had a shem chosin. But whether he is Beyogulas Mitzvah or he's not Beyogulas Mitzvah, so he still can start the Shiva Sina Mishte. First, he has to start the Shiva Sina Mishte first, and then Shiva Sina Beyogulas. So, this, the Shin Kobetsu says, is Tesis. According to Tesis, so the reason is why the Shiva Sina Mishte start first is because the Chuppah took place before the Kvura. So Memele, at the time of the Chuppah, he was not behuyev in the new Glaveles. Because the new Glaveles becomes incumbent upon the Oval after the Kvure. Prior to the Kvure, there is no chiyuv of new Glaveles incumbent upon the Oval. So Memele, so the moment when the Chuppah took place, and while the mess is still unburied, so he became Mechuyev in Simche. So he became, so the Chuppah initiated the regal of the Chosn. The Chuppah initiated the regal of the Chosn. And so even without Beil Glas Mitzvah, suppose he wouldn't be Beil Glas Mitzvah, for some reason, he wouldn't be Beil Glas Mitzvah. So the same aloha would apply of Neik Shiva Sinan Mishte Vahakach Neik Shiva Sinan Tilabelis. But why does the price say Ubeil Glas Mitzvah? So Tesis explains it because there is a special mitzvah in the beer, in the first beer after the chuppah. So because of that, the Chachom say that he's mechuyev to be Beil Glas Mitzvah before. So he's mechuyev to be Beil Glas Mitzvah before the chuppah. But even if he wouldn't be Beil Glas Mitzvah, the same aloha would apply according to Tesis. According to Rashi, so what initiated Shiva Sina Mishte? So is the Bilas Mitzvah. And suppose he wouldn't be veiled, for some reason, he wouldn't be veiled Bilas Mitzvah, even though the Chuppah took place before the Kvura of the Mess, so then he wouldn't be able to be made Shiva Sina Mishte. Then he would have to be made Shiva Sina Veiles, according to Rashi. How, where does Rashi say it? So, Rashi doesn't spell it out, because Rashi says, Yechim the whole of Chasen, Havlik HaBekir, but maybe Rashi may means Cholo Chasno on account of the Chosni Kalo Lechupo. But the answer is, since Rashi mentions in the Dibra Masre in Pedreis, so it's mashma that the Beil Glas Mitzvah is the thing that initiates the Shiva Sinanishke. But if he wouldn't be Beil Glas Mitzvah, even though he would get married, he would have the chuppah before the Kvure, so then the Shiva Sinanishke would be. So this is what Shiva Sinanishke is the diet from Roshan of Rashi, and it's a very strong deal. Upeireis, the Yidlur is a Messiah, the Chibet, the whole of Chasimo. Why? What do we call of Chasimo? The Chasimo is Chal. Naturally, the Chasimo took place. We call the Chasimo. We call the wedding, we call the Chasimo. But he doesn't mean the Chasimo. He means, as we could, in view of the fact that the Shem Chosin was Chal. Chol of Chasimo means that the Gavre, the husband, acquired the Shem Chosin. If he acquired the Shem Chosin, so in many ways, it's his regal. So relative to the chosin, it's his regal. So it's like king amazing regal. But regal is a regal for Kol Yisrael. This is the regal of the chosin. So mainly the chin, the whole of chasno, because the moment he was veiled as mitzvah, so the shem chosin was called ami, mainly the king of Huyah v'simche, so it's his regal, heavenly gabeke regal, so it's like a king amazing regal. So then, Avelis doesn't start. Avelis doesn't start in the regal. So here too, the Avelis cannot start. But, he has to be made, Shiva Sinan Mishke. V'lasi Avelis, v'chayle, v'nei Shiva Sinan Mishke. Now, so the question is, this is what he, but, suppose for some reason, this wouldn't take place, there wouldn't be Gilas Mitzvah before the Kvore, even though the Chuppah did take place before the Kvore, then he couldn't be made Shiva Sinan Mishke, because he would be a noble. Then the Avelis would be Chal. So it is the Gilas Mitzvah that initiates Shiva Sinan Mishke. So then, and then you'll see it in Adar Hashem too. The Ramban in Tiras Odom says the same thing, that the Gilas Mitzvah initiates the Shiva Sinan Mishke. So then you should follow that if there is no Bilas Mitzvah, the Shiva Sinan Mishke don't start. He doesn't even have a Shem Chosin. So he couldn't say Shema Brachas. I mean, no one is reaching for this Shite. I mean, many times when the color is pierced on Nido, immediately after the Chuppe, or many times when the color is pierced on Nido, a few days before the Chuppe, but the Chuppe is still held. So, and we have Shema Brachas. I mean, no one ever passed it. That if the kala happens to be in Nido at the time of the chuppah or immediately after the chuppah, so we should postpone the Sheva Brachas until she becomes stable. No one ever mentioned that. But according to Rashi Shiten, Ramban says the same thing. You see, Rashi doesn't spell it out. The Shiva Kubetzis is regarding from Rashi. But the Ramban Tiras Odom spells it out and he says, the reason as to why he is Beil Glas Mitzvah, because without Beil Glas Mitzvah, so he couldn't be made Shiva Sinan Mishke. He wouldn't even become a chosin. So the melee, he would become a noble and he would have to observe the Shiva Sinan Aveles, all the Nibun Aveles. So, how is it that the many times when the Kala is in Nido, and the Chupo, and we still follow up the Shiva Sinan Mishke, I mean, and with Shiva Brachas, I mean, the regular way, which is not even a chosin. So that's one question. All right, but let's forget it for now. But the Shin Kubetze says, and the Ramban spells it out, that the Bilas Mitzvah initiates the Shiva Sinan Mishke. And without the Bilas Mitzvah, he doesn't even have the Shem Chosin. Teisves, the Shin Kubetze says, is Chelik. And Teisves says that it's not necessary to have the Bilas Mitzvah in order to initiate the Shiva Sinan Mishke. He acquires the Shem Chosin the moment he gains the Kala of Chuppah. Whether there is a Bilas Mitzvah, there is no Bilas Mitzvah, so he still has to be made Shiva Sinan Mishke, but Hakach Miyat Shiva Sinan Mishke. So then the question is, so Tesis was bothered by the problem. Why does the Brisa say, they will Bilas Mitzvah Peretz? And let's say, and even if we are going to say, Even if we are going to say that the name is Mutar Tashmi Shami, most Hashem say that the name is Osar Tashmi Shami. The Rambam Shiti is that the name is Mutar Tashmi Shami. But in this case, when the Pharisee says Ubeyo Blas Mitzvah Peres, he doesn't mean he has a head up to be Ubeyo Blas Mitzvah. He is Mechuyah to be Ubeyo Blas Mitzvah. So we should report to Rashi, he is Mechuyah to be Ubeyo Blas Mitzvah, because without the Blas Mitzvah, he wouldn't be able to celebrate Jesus in Amish. But according to Teisa Shite, that the Blas Mitzvah does not introduce the Shias in Amishya. So the Shias in Amishya are introduced anyway. So why is it a Chuyav to be there Blas Mitzvah? If, according to most Hashem, the name is also Mitash Mishamitov, so it should be in the Osash. And even if the name is Mutter, but here, it's a Chiyu. Why? And then something else. Even according to the Rambam, that a name is also Mitash Mishamito, that means, let's say, if somebody is a name before the Kuras HaMeres, so it's Mutar Mitash Mishamito for the Rambam. But there is no doubt that the first Bilek, after the Nisuin, that is certainly also Lame. And the Rambam is from what the Braise in Seches Moches, that Jesus mentions, Avuif Chaloi. So Jesus says, Maise Shemese Nishin Shemese Bakeh, Roma Lachese Misakores, Siu Palisi Gleachese, Vahar Bechim Ribo Aleo Ad Mame Rubo, Maiz Mame Rubo Shemese Yei, Mich Lau Mikinso Tehlame, Tehlame, Vitev Shivo Bada Yosa, Kilimuchacha. So, Umash Yomo Misakores, Lohoyu Zeknisa, Shiduchi Baum. So that means Jesus Bakeh, so was Naysay, his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, after Shiva. He was Naysay. But we bore now till after Shleshi. Maybe we should remember that the novel of Shleshi is also the Kashmir Shalito. There is no, that's not one of the Yehudim of Shleshi, that's one of the Yehudim of Shiva, not Shleshi. So, Monepshe, what kind of Yehudim is it? The answer is, here, it would be the first year after the Nisuin. So that marks the consummation of the marriage. It's not just Kashmir Shalito. Now, a noble translation is certainly also to be Nesiyanisha. That goes without saying. But here, the Chachamim were mattering because of the Bonit family, in order that the little children should not remain unattended. So, it was only necessary to be Matir of the Nisui, but not the consummation of the Nisui. So, the Mele, even according to the Rambam, that a name is Mutar Shachmi Shamito, but here we have to resort to a special heter. And so Vishwani according to Rashi, understand? Because without the Blas Mitzvah, so the Shiva Sine Amishte wouldn't even start. But according to Teisves, even if they say Shita would be like that, which is not the Stava, because most of the Shem that a name in general is Mutar Shachmi Shamito, is with the Tabi Lamito, but here we should be also, because here it would be the first year after the Nisuin, and the first year after the Nisuin we see is also called Shleishi, and that certainly, I mean, why? Because it marks the consummation of the Nisuin. Everybody thinks that the layman is not allowed to get married, so somebody is a layman, and then he'll decide, he didn't plan the wedding, but he'll just decide before the Kure of the disease, he'll get married. Of course the Rambam will be made with Isosia. So here, the first year after the Nisuin is like the Nisuin itself, and that itself should be Osia for a regular wedding. But here, it's not only that it's not Osia, it's Mechuyev to be there with Osia. So according to Rashi, is Mechuyeh. Why is Mechuyeh? Because without the Blas Mitzvah, the Shiva Sina Mishnah wouldn't even start. But according to Teisves, the Shiva Kubetzes is Midayit. So the Shiva Sina Mishnah would start anyway. So why does he have to be doing Blas Mitzvah? Let him be. Let the Dalai Lama say, Machnis is Ames Lefebe, Ames Akos is Akau Lefupo. We need Shiva Sina Mishnah, Kach need Shiva Sina Mishnah. V'chomi Yisrael Yomi, who Yoshin and Anoshin? No, there is a special halacha. Why? According to Rashi, because otherwise the whole thing will be impossible. The Shir Yisrael Mishne won't even begin, but according to this. So if this is why Tesis explains Bilas Mitzvah, Kovalei Bilas Mitzvah, Mishin Yachsiv Ki Be'alai Yach Nisayim, the Amrin on the Nish of the Rest is please, El Mishay Yisrael Yisokli, Val Dikach Midlako, Uboyu the Pio Yomelivio, Ulhoche Kovalo Ubilo Mishayim Bilas Mitzvah. So it's not only Tesis tries to explain why is it called Bilas Mitzvah. No, Tesis is trying to explain why is it mechuyev to be there of Bilas Mitzvah before the Kfura of the moon. Why? So Tesis says, Mishum Yichziv Ki Bola'ayach Yisai V'amrim El Misho Keres Es Bris El Misho Yisir Yisokli V'al Dikach Midbekbo U'boyim Yilipir Yobolivyo U'lhoche Kovalo Yilipir Yobolivyo Yobolivyo. I think now, I once discussed at the beginning of the Suvitz, so I discussed the meaning of Shira Sinai Amishi, and I mentioned that there are two aloches in Shira Sinai Amishi, because the Rambam says, and Shkono and Chaber also mentions it, I think, Chaber also mentions it. Now, Yeish Leodom Miso Noshim Rabbi Rabbo Yiskeach, Bilena. ומבורך ברכס חסמים מכולם כאחד. אבל שמחו צורך לשמח עם כל אחס שמחו ראויו לו. אם פסו לו זי יומים, ואם דעו לו גימו יומים, ואם יערבים שמחו בשמחו. ואם יערבים שמחו בשמחו. So the Rambam says, suppose one gets married. He marries two wives. The same time, it's mutter. So then, he has to spend separate Chivas Ima Mishke with each cow. He cannot celebrate Chivas Ima Mishke with both wives together. That's impossible. But as far as the Aloch is that the day is Chosom, so we say Shalom Aloch is called Shivo. So we don't say now here he has to observe two Chivas Ima Mishke. So altogether 14 days. So let them say Shiva Prophets at every Sunday within the 14 days, that's impossible. The Shiva Prophets can be recited only the first 7 days, not 14 days. So what do we see from there? We see from there that there are two separate halachas. There is a halacha that the chosn is being in halacha. That's a pirkei rabbeinu. I mean, it's a popular expression. Chosn ben melech. It's a pirkei rabbeinu. Ma melech shoru b'simcha. A chosn chayu b'simcha kol shivo. Ma melech. Ein yosu b'yocho. A chosn osu b'yocho kol shivo. Ma melech im yitzim shuk. A chosn kol shivo im yitzim shuk. So, that's a pirkei rabbeinu. What does it mean? That's a halacha. That a chosn, the shem chosn. A chosn has a shem chosn. Shem chosn, the first 7 days. So he has a shem chosn. And the shem chosn is mechayev the chosn in the chiyuv of simcha. He's mechayev the simcha. That's chayev the day. What's chayev the day? Don't take it, he's a rebel call this one. Why? Because there is a mitzvah on Sabbath and Chagyacho. Chosn is mechayev the simcha. Chosn is mechayev the simcha. Chosn in Melech, but by Melech there is no chiyuv of simcha. Just the mitzias in Shaul Simcha. And Chosn is mechuyev. Is mechuyev b'simcha. So the Shem Chosn is mechayev the Chosn in Simcha. And then there is another halacha. The Rambam says that the Chosn, Anesi is Apsulo, he is mechuyev to be Someyach Imo with the cow. 7 days. He is mechuyev to be Sameach with the cow 7 days. I mentioned the story, an actual story that happened. It shouldn't happen, but it happened. A certain chosn who was many years in yeshiva student, but was involved in all kinds of fraudulent activities, and from a nice family too. So at the chuppah, after the chuppah, every meal, so some policemen came and they arrested him. They arrested him, the chosn. So naturally, he cannot be in time. They didn't arrest The Kala, they just arrested a person, so he cannot be behind the mitzvah of Sameach Yom HaShivation. That's impossible. But even though he cannot be behind the mitzvah of Sameach Yom HaShivation, but he himself has to be shown the simcha. It's not easy if he's taken into prison to be shown the simcha, but al kedin, he's mechuyav to be shown the simcha. So it's two separate awards. Now, the Rosh Rambam is, So there is a chiyuv to be sameach with the kala. Now, when the sheva brachas depend upon the shem chosn of the kala, and the chiyuv simcha that the chosn himself has to be shown the simcha, so that depends upon the shem chosn. But then there is another chiyuv to be sameach with the kala, imo. So whenever if somebody is neisei a nisha, is neisei a nisha, so the Rambam says he's mechuyev to be sameach shivas yomim with each kala. Each kala, imarim simcha b'simcha. But sheva brachas can only be recited in the first 7 days, because then he had the shem chosn. And the chiyuv of simcha that is incumbent upon the chosn, even if he, for some reason, he cannot be together in the kala. Let's say even if he's arrested. So that is only in the first 7 days. When he has a Shem Chosn, so Chosn Deinu Melech, but then he has a chiyuv of being Sameach with the Kala, not the 7 days. So let's say he married two women, two Kalas, so he has a Shem Chosn only the first 7 days, and then he celebrates Shiva Sina Mishte with Kala number two, so he doesn't have a Shem Chosn, but he's still Mechuyev to be Sameachim. Now, the halacha that we say, that the chosn has a din of regel, so it's not the chiyuv to be misaniyah the kale that is makia deres. It's the fact that he, the gavre himself, is chayav simcha, like simcha zachar misamach to bechagecha. So that is makia deres. That makia, and the reality is that we say in regular day not only regarding the chosn, regarding the kale too. So the chiyuv of being misaniyah the kale is incumbent upon the chosn, but there is no chiyuv incumbent upon the kale to misaniyah the chosn. There is no such chiyuv. The kale is mechuyev to misaniyah the chosn. The chosn is mechuyev to be misaniyah the kale. Not that the kale is mechuyev to misaniyah the chosn. And still we say regarding meis yivush of kale also. So it's two separate halachos. So as a matter of fact, we see. Let's say, suppose it's a if somebody, if an alman is nice an alman, so he's mechuyev to be sameach for 3 days, but sheva brachas can recite it only 1 day. So, because insofar as Shem Chosn is concerned, Bochor Shemos Apsulo has a Shem Chosn on Shem, Omen Shemos Alamono has a Shem Chosn only 1 day, the first day, it hasn't. And, but as far as being Sameachimo, so if someone is Nezi Apsulo, so he's Mechuye to be Sameachimo 7 days, and if someone is Nezi Alamono, he's Mechuye to be Sameachimo 3 days, so it's 2 separate. I think that when Teitzah says, "Kol libras mitzvah mishidichsiv ki belayach isayim," v'amrino l'misho kereses kriz, el l'misho isay iso kriz, v'al vikach nidbak bo, u'boi m'lipir yobrilo, u'lehoche, kol libilo vishenu bilas mitzvah, bilo vishenu bilas mitzvah, so Teitzah explains Why is a heter for him to be Leo de Rasmitsa? So Mishnah, according to Rashi, is without the Rasmitsa. So the Shias Ma Mishnah wouldn't begin. But according to the Tensis, the Shias Ma Mishnah would begin anyway. The answer is the Shias Ma Mishnah would begin anyway, according to Tensis. And the Gabra, he would acquire Shem Chosnel. And he would be Mechuy of Mishincha anyway. But there is another mitzvah of being Sameach with the Kaleh. So the Bilas mitzvah is an integral part of being Sameach. That's why Tetzu says, Mishum Yachsif Ki Ba'al Chatzayim, Ba'amuna Yisha Kereset Brisa Yisha Yisa Yisa Kuri, Ba'al Dikach Nibako. So since Al Dikach Nibako, so this is part and parcel of being Sameach with the Kaleh. So that's why the Chachamim won't matter. Because after all, the Shiva is not Mishka to begin anyway. And he is Mechuyev to be Sameachim too. If he will not be Be'al Duas Mitzvah, there will be even a new Shiva in the Kiyama Mitzvah of Sameachim of Shiva Sameachim. That's why the Chachamim said, Be'al Duas Mitzvah upeis. Now, there is and this in the end, there is a very long taz. There is a very long taz. And then there is a very long Likudei Sakesa. Simen Shin Mem Beis. So the taz says, Shin Mem Beis, in Likudei Sakesa, in your day. Maise Ira Bitsuo Shemisas Bilo Shabes. What does it mean? What does it mean? My Sira Bitsuo Shemisas Del Shabbos? Not Real Shabbos. Then wedding took place as it was customary in Europe in the old days. Most of the weddings took place Friday afternoon. So he says, Bitsuo Shemisas Del Shabbos, it means Kedem Del Shabbos. Friday night it's also to have a wedding. But Friday afternoon, Vadai Renival, Uvima Shabbos, Meisayim Shalakal. Friday night, after the wedding, after the chuppah, and before the Bilas Mitzvah, the mother of the Kaleh died, naturally. Of course not how. The Kvura would take place, necessarily take place on Sunday. But the question was, V'nishalti ki das malasim babetz. Because some of the Talmid Chachomim said that here, in other words, the same halacha. Of course, the kvura would take place on Sunday. Couldn't have a kvura on Shabbos. So the kvura would take place on Sunday. The question was, how should the kala be made? Should the husband be veiled to a mitzvah? And then after the kvura, so be they shiras in the amishke, and then observe shiras in the aderes. So some of the chachomim ksas lomdi, chotzu mitnei zdin zelikat. So a number of lomdi, so the task calls them lomdi, so they're probably real lomdi. So they say that the same halacha should apply of nei shiras in the amishke, barakach shiras in the aderes, and beyobilas mitzvah. And the Taz says now. The Taz says now. Oh, that's a very long time. Then he mentions the riots, so the Nikudei Sakesef refutes the riots. And then he says, in connection with the Etzem Shaila, so Rabbi Yeruchem mentions the Machlokes Veshem. Now, so the Nikudei Sakesef says, Avo Mashe Torah Bechinom, Avo Mashe Torah Bechinom Torah. ובשדים הנאילו מבלורים דרבי מרוחם, וחלק חבו נסיף חל פייס, חלק פייס, וזהו שם. ואם כדאי סקבו, ולבוע על עדיין, suppose the wedding took place, but before the Bilas Mitzvah, so he became an over. ומס, קוצרים הרבה יסיים, אחר הנסוי, שבירחו כבו, after the נסוי, and after the שבר ברוכס, So he suffered a bereavement. The chosn suffered a bereavement. Suffered this. Beis yeim achar amisuim shebirchu kvo. Meis echod mikrei liachosn. Lo yom. He says lo yom. Yesh miforshim. I mean, so it might be that the lo yom. He just mentioned the fact, not that The Lord Yogif is relevant, but we'll see that the Lord Yogif is relevant. So, one second. What? Lord Yogif. A brother, a sister, not the father. Not the father of the host. Not the father of the host. So, one second. Well, Yesh Miforshi, so Rabbi Yochanan says, two things. Yesh Miforshi, Shekotsvo, Shenei Yimei HaMishne, V'Hakein Zayin Yimei HaMeiz, K'mu Shemes Lo Mez Gerek, Ki Me'acha Shebirei O Birkas Nisuyin, K'vo Holo Olo Yimei HaMishne. So some say that Yesh Bnei Yimei HaMishne, V'Hakein Zayin Yimei HaMeiz, like Meis Lo Mez Gerek, So what's Allah Meis Lo Mez Gerek? So he's not made available as I wanted, but Morgan Shibitzine is made. So here too, he has to be made Shiva Sine Amishte, Vahakein Zayin in the Mea Vez, Kmoshe Meis Lo Meis Drega, Ki Me'acha Shepire or Birkas Nisuyin, Kvo Cholo Olo Vime Amishte, Ve Apal Pim Yichshe Meis Ovi Amrino Mideo Kivas Mitzve. So here we should also say, that not just maybe Shiva Sine Amishte, but the first should be Beo Bilas Mitzve. He found out that a Kohen of his died before the Bilas Mitzve. So he should be Beo Bilas Mitzve. He should be Beo Bilas Mitzve. So he says, no. Rafa Pibach Shemei Sovi found him in Beo Bilas Mitzve. The Nire, so the first portion. The Nire, the Lecholo, Lassim Cheachi, Nibeo. So in other words, he says, he emphasizes, Rashi Shikri, not like Tesis. Because according to Tesis, the way the Shem Kubetz is explained in the Gore, so even in the case of Mishal Mishal Chosn and Mishal Kala, before the wedding, after all the preparations were made and all the food is already set, so even in that case, so the Bilas Mitzvah is not necessary in order to introduce the Shem Sinan Mishal. So is the Chuyah B'Simcha according to Tesis, even without the Bilas Mitzvah. But we see, that first washing Rabbi Yehuchem agrees with Hashishim that without the Bilas Mitzvah, so there is no Simche Chal on the Chosn. In other words, he acquires the Shem Chosn through the Bilas Mitzvah. So he says, the Nira is the Chol of Asimche Achi Yibayo, Shah the Chosn, the Chol of Abeles, Kedem Arisu, Rak Shehol Yohakim Muchot, ולהעמי מהי שמחה לחיים זין ומהמישתה עד שיבא ולפיכוך ביהו כדם שיוכל לו זין ומהמישתה אבל כאן שכבר נוסו כבר חולו שמחה לו ולא ידירה ולפיכוך אין ביהו עד שיבו זין ומהמישתה וזין ומהבילס כן כוס ההפרה ובצוגיילס וירד בדודת הכלם בצ'ור That's what I'm going to say. That's the first thing. So in other words, so he says, so Rabbi Tzogayis and Rabbi Tzogayis and Rabbi Tzogayis in the case where after the Chubi and after the Birkas Nisuyin. So, the Chosn suffered the bereavement, not the bereavement of the father, but of some other world of the Kredit. So then, he has to observe Shiva Sina Mishke. So of course, so the Kura is Kedar as Meisei, but it has a deem like Kedar as Meisei the Regal. So, what's the aloha came amazing that I get? He celebrates your death like every other Jew. Like, but he's also in Borja Vecino. Alright, so he celebrates your death. So here too, since he suffered the bereavement after the Nisuin, so he was already a host, he already became a Chuyah Nisim. He already became a Chuyah Nisim. And even though he found out about the bereavement before the Bilas Mitzvah, So Rabbi Tzogayis and the Rabbi Dov Takeyev, they both say that the Bilas Mitzvah is not necessary in order to introduce the Shiva Sina Mishne. But why we say here that it is necessary? So he says over there is different. Because over there, he suffered the bereavement before the Chuppah took place. So the Chiyuv Simcha was not Chal. Amin. The Chiyuv Simcha was not Chal. Because he was already an alien. He was already an alien and a noble. He was already an alien and a noble before. So, before the wedding. So the melee, when his king is the color of the chuppah, He doesn't become a Chuyuv Simche unless there is Dursus. But in this case, at the time of the wedding, he was not a maiden, he was not a noble, he was a normal person, like every other Jew. So in Mele, he became Chuyuv Simche at that moment. Then, now later, so a brother of his, a sister of the Chosin, died. So as long as he became Mechuyev in Simche before the bereavement, so the middle of the Chiyuv Simche is not pocket. But if Chavitzro dies, she can be that the Bilas Mitzvah introduces the Shiras in Amishke and he doesn't even require a Shankosin until Bilas Mitzvah. So how can he say that he became Mechuyev in Simche before the bereavement? No! He doesn't become the Chuyuv Simche until after the Bilas Mitzvah. So we see from the Mitzvah guys and the Father of David Akeir that ordinarily, in a normal situation, the Chuyuv Simche arises immediately upon the Nisuin, even before the Bilas Mitzvah. And maybe we can understand this why we have Shema Broches in every case where the Kala is pierced and legal before the Chuppah. Even though there is no Bilas Mitzvah, but the Chiyuv Simche is not contingent upon the Shem Chosin, and the Chiyuv Simche incumbent upon the Chosin is not contingent upon the Bilas Mitzvah. But only where is it contingent? It's contingent in this case where he became a noble. He became an Einan, the noble, before the wedding. So at the time when he came to the Chuppah, he's already has a Shemot. Ishenene, Shemot. So the Mele, it's necessary to have the Bilas Mitzvah. It's necessary to have the Bilas Mitzvah in order to that the Chiyuv Simcha should be had. So the question is this. We understand very well that the Chiyuv Simcha is how, the Chiyuv Simcha was how, the moment of the Chuppah. Since the bereavement took place later on. But the question is, Monefsha, if the Chiyuv Simche was chal, so it already became the regel, so what effect will be the Bilas Mitzvah? So it seems from the Rabbi Yitzchok guys that even though two things we see from the Rabbi Yitzchok guys and the Rabbi Abdullah Lakir, that first of all, ordinarily, so the Shem Chosin is chal immediately upon the Chuppah, even before the Bilas. That explains as to why, in every case where the Kala is pierced on Ido, before the Chuppah, we still have Shem Chosin, because there's Shem Chosin and the Yishai B'Simcha, and the Yishai B'Simcha. But in the case of Hoyo, Tifchei Tavuach, and Yeni Mozuk, and then Mei Shavim Shachosni Moshakalo, of Moshakalo. So in that case, since at the time of the Chuppah he already has Shemoru, and even though it is before the Chuppah, so it doesn't mean that before the Chuppah he doesn't have the Shemoru. As far as the Shemoru is concerned, so the Shemoru arises immediately upon the missing. As a matter of fact, The Rambam says that Avelis Yimrishi is the Raisa. And the Rambam says in the Talmud, how do we know that Avelis Yimrishi is the Raisa? Because Aaron said to Meishe, Achal Techatos Ayei, Hayita Avelis Yimrishi. So what does it mean? That the name is also Lech HaDikotchi. But the Aloche is a name in also Lech HaDikotchi. And the halacha of that the name is also lechem b'kodshim, so even before the kvura, a name is also lechem b'kodshim. Mashein kim gabi lechiv ba'aveles, so when does the niyug of aveles begin? Only after the kvura, not before the kvura. So how does the Rambam mention a raya that the chiyuv of niyug aveles, the English is the raya say, because Aaron said to Moshe Rabbeinu, or how the chatos ayei, hayita ben Hashem. The reason is why Aaron said to Moshe, or how to have a yet me Hashem because the name is also Mikotchi. A name is also Mikotchi. And the name is also Mikotchi before the Kvore. Even before the Kvore. even before the Kvore. And the Chiyuv Avedos doesn't begin until the Kvore. So it's different halachas. The answer is, the Rambam now mentioned in last year, that the Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvos, and also the Rambam, you know, in the preamble, before every halacha, he mentions all the mitzvahs that are discussed in a certain halacha. So when the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, mitzvah lamed ches, I think, he says, she nitzdavu hakeyanim, leitamei lekreim habnuni batayot. ונכלל בזה גם כן שכל אחד ואחד מישראל מחויב ומסבר למרישי על שישו הקרב ממנוי בכם. So the film of Avelis למרישי ירצה is נכלל, is included in the
Shichav Gimun Ksuvos Yudches Keshven Heitov Shin Mem Beis, November 15, 1981, on Sunday. Continued. Gimun Ksuvos continued. Tezayin Cheshvan Heitov Shin Mem Beis, November 13, 1981, Friday. Continued.
Will Rashi use that expression every time that the mother mentions this? I don't think one is saying that. What is it? The who of this yacht? Yeah, the Yehuda, but then he doesn't take reference to the case where she was a leader. Well, there was Misachit. Here we are talking of the case where it's Pierce and Needle. And it's Lloyd Ball, we are speaking. So then there is an Isaiah. So why does Rashi have to say, with the money saying there? There's an Isaiah. The money saying there. But apparently, Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Raya. There is a machleket between the Raya and the Rosh. Now, Baal Vish Nidah, there is no Yisayichu. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Flamed, I think, so mentions a story that a certain Stuki asked one of the Chachamim, I think, Abue. So he said, you pusim, so you allow a husband to be Yisayichu with his wife while she's in Nidah. Eish B'neres, the little Tivra. So he said, Yitzuka Rashashah. So there is no Yisrael. The question is, the Ravet Shita is that since there is Alocha of Sukkah Bashishana, that there is no Yisrael Baal Vish in Yigo, so in Mele, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Bola or not Bola. Sukkah Bashishana, there is no Yisrael. She's his wife already. So even though it's Pierce and Yigo before the last Mitzvah, so there is no Yisrael. But, so the Ravet says in the Ravet, in the daytime, he's allowed to be the siachet in the town, even though she spears a needle before philosophy. But there is a special takonis chachomim. Since it's Yitzchak Tokfei, she was spears needle before philosophy, so in the melee he requires shmire, and the Ravet says he requires two shmires. The Kodit the Ravet, who yoshin bin anoshin, the mishte yishema bin anoshin means that we need to show him. In other words, he has to take a cotton and to sleep with him, and the kare has to, if it's in the same house, if it's in different houses, tachaya, but if it's in the same house, so one shir is not enough. Let's say if it's in the same house, and she'll take a ktan and sleep with a ktan, the younger sister. So it will still be awesome for him to sleep in the same house. But it requires another shvil. And in the daytime, we don't require any shvil according to the Rambam. Now, that's the sheet of the Rambam. The sheet of the Rashi is that when the Braisa says, Hu Yoshe bin Anoshi, Veyishte Yishenu bin Anoshi, so it means oi, because vo has two meanings. Vo can be in the chaber and vo can be in the chalot. Sometimes vo has the meaning of end, and sometimes vo has the meaning of all. So in other words, according to the Rosh, Hu Yoshe bin Anoshi, or Yishte Yishenu bin Anoshi. So either or is enough. In other words, if a little girl sleeps with a coward, so then he can sleep in the same house by himself, because there is no yichud, because there is a little girl sleeping with a coward. Or if there is a little boy sleeping with a host, so it doesn't need any other shit. So because the sheet of the Rosh is that the heter of Sukkah Bashishami is only after Bilas Mitzvah. But before Bilas Mitzvah, there is no heter of Sukkah Bashishami. So, in other words, so according to the Rosh, there is no special din. There is no special din. At night. According to the Rosh, there is a special halacha at night. And in the daytime, it doesn't require any shir. But Yichud, Baal Bishte is Mutabiyo, that's the double portion. So you be before the last mitzvah. So he's Mutabiyo. But at night there is a special thing that's nothing to do with Isayyo. As far as Isayyo is concerned, if there is a little girl sleeping with the countess, so there is no Yichud. Yichud means by themselves. But it's a special there. It's a special there. And we require two shiras. And the daytime, no shir. That's the shita of the Roshi. That it means all, and there is no difference between the day and the night. In other words, it means that it was a miracle. There are some Rishonim who say that they are both halachas. There are some Rishonim who say both halachas, and it seems that the Pesach of the Ramon is that way. In other words, that in the daytime there is a miracle, but in the nighttime one shir is not enough. It requires two shir. Requires Rashi. So apparently Rashi's shita is like the Raya. That's why Rashi says, Yehu Yoshe, in the morning Zayze. All of a sudden, in the morning Zayze, there is a Yehu. The answer is Rashi apparently agrees with the shita of the Raya. There is no Yehu because of Sukkah Bashishan. But in the night time, it requires two shiras. Why two shiras? Let one shmir be known. So Rashi says that in the morning Zayzeh, there is a special shit. What? Binkachem Kach, Bin Yishen, Bin Eminis, or Yibu Zil, Yishen, or Yibar, Shabbat, Shabbat, Yishen, Shabbat. Rashi explains it on the basis of this Chabur, even though the Gemara at the end says, Hashem Rosh is Lohoche, so the Yibu Zil, Shabbat, Name, Mishum Zil, Yishen, 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 but that's the Derech of Rashi. Rashi many times, when he explains the Mishnah, or he explains the price, so in the Mishnah he'll explain the Mishnah according to the Hadamun of the Gemara, even though the Maskon of the Gemara is something else. That's the Derech of Rashi. So, when we tell you Mishabes, we come here from Rashi. Now, let's see the Rabbi Nisi, and our Gemara. The Shinkubetis mentions Rashi, but I think that Rabbi Nisi mentions it very briefly. Now, for me, so we shall host him, we shall call it. Or if you choose to have the reaction to the student, we shall call you on the field with our shipping. If you have a way to be made in the way, the people are in the happy to some ends. We had a show in the room, think you have a very solid album. We see this idea, we should be you coming with a Chiago Mayode, Hoyman, who paid the people some less יחידים לכל אוף, חסני אב, וגם את הרגע, ולעשה אבי את זה חי, ואם תאים אב, ומי זהו כבור, הם יחויים בהרבה מסבירה איזה, כי סדור את הגאים, עם כל הבודים, וכיו שחני, יחעס לשמחת נעם נשתה, שיהיה מרבונון, ודחתי להבל את רעי. Now, before we proceed with the Ram, so I want to mention that there are three shittes in the Ram. The Rifi Mrochet mentioned